Prague's Slovanský Dům multiplex cinema was packed out on Wednesday evening for the gala premiere of Jiří Menzel's eagerly awaited I Served the King of England. The film tells the story of Jan Dítě, a diminutive, quick-witted and ambitious waiter. His fortunes echo those of Czechoslovakia in the turbulent and often tragic 20th century. Lucky Rob Cameron was at the premiere and has this report.
Jiří Menzel fought a 10-year legal battle for the rights to this film, so it's been a long time coming. It's an adaptation of one of the best-known works by writer Bohumil Hrabal, and it's being released 40 years after Menzel won an Oscar for another Hrabal adaptation, Closely Observed Trains. Much of the action takes place in the opulent cafes and lavish country homes of pre-war Czechoslovakia, and there's a fair bit of decadence on display. One of the most sumptuous scenes is a banquet given by the Emperor of Ethiopia, featuring a roast camel. The Emperor, presumably modelled on Haile Selassie, is played by the Prague-based American singer Tonya Graves, herself a Hrabal fan. So did Jiří Menzel succeed in bringing the book to the screen?
In my opinion, yes. In my opinion, he made an incredibly beautiful film. Beautiful to watch, like visually just to the eyes, it's an absolute beast. Beautiful, beautiful visually.
And
the story also beautiful, and I'm a big fan of the book as well. But like most books, when you transform it to film, you've got to leave something out just because there's just no way you can put the entire thing there, or you'll be in the cinema for a week. But I think he did a really good job of bringing the feeling of the book to the screen. I think that's my opinion, and the opinions are kind of like belly buttons. We all have one.
There's a great deal of humour in I Serve the King of England, and the lead role, waiter Jan Dítě, is handled gamely by Bulgarian actor Ivan Barnev. But the story is really about Czechoslovakia, and deals with such painful themes as the Nazi occupation, the deportation of the Jews, the expulsion of the Sudeten Germans, and the communist coup. Not surprisingly, expectations are high, and the public reaction, at last night's premiere at least, was mixed.
I think the film will be successful in foreign countries as well. I think it's not only designed for Czech people, but to foreign countries as well. I think, I predict success for it.
Actually, I like his film, but not this one. I think that he could make much better work than this. It's good film, but it's not something wow for me.
So some mixed views there on I Served the King of England. If you're in Prague and want to make your own mind up, the film goes on general release this weekend.